Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
I'm telling you right now, the case against Donald Trump is over. It blew up today in court big time. It's done. This trial needs to be dismissed immediately. The lawyer for Stormy Daniels said it wasn't a hush money payment. It wasn't hush money. What else do you need to know? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today, Thursday. 855-839-1210. Tomorrow, we'll be live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm very, very excited to be there. I hope you'll join us for that. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great day, a lot of fun, and we'll be live 3 to 7 p.m. Now, phone number for you today, 855-839-1210, if you would like to weigh in. The case against Trump is done. I mean, it's over. First of all, Michael Cohen is a disgruntled, he sounds like a disgruntled lover. He reminds me of Glenn Close's character in Fatal Attraction. Great movie. Great movie. And if you've ever dated a psycho, you know what I'm talking about. And men can be psychos, of course, obviously. Duh. I mean, you know, for that movie, they chose a woman. But Michael Cohen, they could do a remake with Michael Cohen. I'm not suggesting there was a sexual relationship with him and Donald Trump. What I'm saying is he's like the jilted lover. He apparently was whining. He can't believe Trump did not take him to Washington. He can't believe he didn't get a job in the White House. He thought he was going to become Attorney General of the United States of America or White House Chief of Staff. That didn't happen. And so, like all disgruntled psychopaths, they then seek revenge. I believe the quote from Shakespeare is, "Hell hath no fury like a psychopath scorned." It's woman in the original Shakespearean text, but I'm not trying to imply this is just an issue with women. It's just crazy people. Crazy, histrionic people who believe that the relationship means more than it actually does. And then when it goes south, they get cuckoo. And that's exactly what happened with scumbag Michael Cohen. But what came out today in court? Number one, this guy is a jilted lover. He is very, very upset. I mean, he's so mad at Trump for not taking him to D.C., for making somebody else attorney general, somebody else's chief of staff. Couldn't believe it. Can you effing believe for all I've done for this guy, he didn't bring me to Washington? That's the quote from court. Can you effing believe it? Reminds you of the ex, the psycho, right? Can you effing believe everything I did for this woman? She dumps me. Well, I'm going to show her. I'll show her. I'll show her. That's what it sounds like. It's creepy. And then Stormy Daniels' attorney testifies that they would not classify the payment as a hush money payment. Now, this is important because the way he categorized it under the law is very common in contracts. We're going to pay you in exchange for a service. It's not hush money. The attorney for Stormy Daniels just sunk Alvin Bragg's entire case. Because remember, the whole point of Alvin Bragg's case is that this is election interference, because somehow, as you were rushing to go vote for Trump, on your way to the polling place with your MAGA hat on, had you heard that Trump might have had sexual relations with that woman, Stormy Daniels, you then would have immediately switched your vote to Hillary Clinton. Despite the fact that you hate her, you think she'd get us into World War III, you think she's the biggest liar on the planet, and you have no interest in her globalist politics, you would immediately flip your vote right there on the spot, because you'd be so disgusted, outraged at the idea that a thrice married man who was known as a playboy, a billionaire, who loved to hang out with beautiful women, may have had relations with an adult actress, or may not have. But at that moment, you're so appalled that even the suggestion, the notion that he may have done this or slept with a Playboy bunny, that this thrice married billionaire who loves to hang out with women and said, when you're a celebrity, they let you kiss them and, you know, grab them by the blank. They let you. That guy may have had relations with a woman who posed in Playboy magazine. At that moment, the idea is so traumatic to you, you take your MAGA hat off, you throw it to the ground, you set it on fire. And you go, damn you, Trump. Damn you. I thought you were a pious man. I thought we were electing a guy as saint. Not president. Not a guy who can run this country. I thought I was electing a perfect spouse. A man who would be America's symbol for what spouses should be. For what married men should be. That's what I thought I was voting for. So instead, I'm going to cast my vote for a woman whose husband had multiple affairs and rape allegations against him, and she helped cover those up. Because that's the better choice, even though I don't agree with anything she stands for politically, and I know she'll take away my guns and get us into World War III and appoint conservative Supreme Court justices who are all crazy. I just can't stand the idea that you may have had relations with these women. Can't stomach it. I mean, it's so ludicrous. It's beyond ludicrous. The whole theory makes zero sense. But that's Alvin Bragg's case in a nutshell. That everybody in Pennsylvania, all you crazy MAGA people, see, on the one hand, you are these, and I'll include myself in this, obviously, since I voted for Trump and worked for him. Talked to him, had him on the show. You might have heard that. We're a bunch of like inbred rednecks who don't read, right? We cling to our Bibles and guns. We're all prepping for the end of times. We think everything's a conspiracy. But even though we think the guy's the second coming, think of the allegations, what we hear from the corporate media. We're all in a cult. We all drink the Kool-Aid. We all sit there and think he's the second coming of God himself. And nothing will break our bond with this man because we're all brainwashed in a MAGA cult. But somehow, the Stormy Daniels / Karen McDougal allegations, now that would have been the medicine. That would have been the panacea that would have freed us from the grip of MAGA. That would have been the punch that would set us free. Like the people drank in with the crazy guy, Jim Jones. Only in this case now, we're free to go vote for Hillary Clinton. We can now finally see how one of the most corrupt human beings on the planet, who should be in jail, and her husband should be in jail, we can finally see why she's the better option. Even though we don't agree with a single policy position. Now, does that... See, you can't have it both ways, right? On the one hand, you can't call us a bunch of inbred MAGA cultists who, you know, go to bed cuddling our guns at night and wake up in the morning bowing down before the altar of Trump. But then suggest that had we only known about Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal, that would have changed everything. Can't be both. Can't be both. Because us MAGA cultists, with our intense obsession with the man, who live every day just thinking about him, obsessing, hoping that only good things happen to him, who go to his rallies and scream his name and faint and pass out at the very sight of him, that Karen McDougal would break that bond. So which is it? Are we mindless cult followers, or are we people that make decisions and then those decisions are counter to our own political sensibilities? Because even though the guy may have cheated on his wife, and it has no bearing on my life whatsoever, I'm going to choose somebody who is going to make my life worse. Because deep down inside, I'm a masochist. I like to do things that are not in my best political interest. So even though in 2016, I've decided Donald Trump is better for me and my family, better for our country, better for world peace, better all around, I'm going to put all that aside and choose her, even though I know she'd be disastrous to everything I believe in. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and world peace. But I'm going to choose her because I just can't stomach the idea that Trump may have strayed from his marriage. Or, even though I'm so bothered by the idea and I know my life would be worse with her as president, I'll send a message to anyone out there who commits adultery that this is the worst thing in the world because it's the year 1642 and we burn women at the stake for this and we just can't fathom it and people don't get divorced ever and this never happens to people. And so I'm going to purposely hurt myself and my country to send a message. This is the line you don't cross, even though he's been married three times. It's such a ludicrous idea, and that's the entire case that Alvin Bragg has built. And that's what we mean by election interference. Now, I've told you, there's a very simple way to quantify this. All you got to do is just pick a state that he won that was a swing state, like Pennsylvania, for example. Pick 30,000 voters, have them testify that they voted for Trump under penalty of perjury, and ask them, had you known about Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal's allegations, would you have voted for Hillary Clinton? And then, if the majority say yes, then the case can proceed. However, if the majority, or what would be a closer number to that, zero, come back and say they would have changed their vote for Hillary Clinton, then can we drop this case and move on with our lives once and for all, please? And not have a sitting president who is the front runner in the presidential election sitting in a Manhattan courtroom every day, making a mockery of our system of justice? Can we please just move on? I think that's a fair way to do it. And by the way, if you find somebody who tells you and means it that they would have flipped their vote to Hillary Clinton had they known about the Stormy Daniels allegation, will you do me a favor and punch them in the face? Really, I mean this. This is not even satire. I'm not even joking. I'm literally I can't advocate for violence. The FCC. All right. Fine. I'm being hyperbolic. But can you at least then file a complaint with the police that they should check on that person for their mental health status? Is that a fair? Okay, instead of that. So don't punch them. We don't do that. But can you call the cops and say we're worried about this person's mental health? If a buddy of yours, you're sitting around drinking beer at the Polish club, and he turns around and goes, all right, I got to confess it. I got to be honest with you guys. Had I known about the Stormy Daniels allegation, I would have voted for Hillary. Will you do me a favor and take that guy's keys? I mean, forever. Don't let him drive anywhere ever again. And then we need to have an intervention, a serious intervention, like the kind you see on TV. And he probably needs serious hospitalization. And if you care about this person, you'll do all those things. But you won't punch him in the face, because that's mean. We can't advocate violence on this program. That comes with a very hefty FCC fine. So I want to make it very clear I was hyperbolic. But that said, your friend's a nutbag, so you got to do something about him. And for God's sakes, don't let him drive home. Whatever you do, even if he's not drinking, don't let him drive home. Now, regardless of that, the case is, there's no hush money. The lawyer testified today that there wasn't hush money. He didn't classify it as a hush money payment. So Trump wasn't buying Stormy Daniels' silence in the manner in which they suggest. He was paying her to not talk about it, an allegation, which is fine. How is it any different from any other allegation people make? Like I've said before, I mean, if I ran a company and I was a total jerk to people, like one day when I run, if I run for president, and I never will, because I'm very happy behind the microphone. But if executive producer Matt DeSanctimonious and Henry, the associate producer, come out and they want to tell everybody what a jerk I was to work for, a high maintenance diva, basically. And I tell those guys, you know what? Shut up, you two whiny babies. And I give you each $50 in Chickies and Pete's gift cards to buy your silence. That's not.
That's it.
I want at least $75.
Fine, $75 in Chickies and Pete. I was expecting an even higher number. I was expecting to have to go and get $100.
I think that's still low. I want $200.
$200 in Chickies and Pete's gift cards
weekly.
Now you're thinking. Now you're talking.
Yeah,
he's gonna say no to that.
I'm not the one who has the dirt on him.
We're not gonna have very compelling testimony. We need to just take what we can get.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. If I were to buy their silence that I was a high-maintenance diva and impossible to work for by giving them Chickies and Pete's gift cards with a value of $200+ so they could buy all the crab fries they wanted, do I need to disclose that to the voters? Or is it only sex? I'm curious. Is it only sex or other things? I have a buddy of mine in college who knows that I started a big bar fight at Bentley's, which I did, and then let all my fraternity brothers fight the fight for me. That's not even an exaggeration. So that's a true story. I shouldn't air this on the air, but
that sounds oddly specific.
So what happened is, you know, College Park, Maryland is located in PG County, which is kind of a, you know, it's kind of an asshole county in Maryland. And we were at a fraternity party one night, and these guys came in, these bros, and I got a little mouthy with them, you know, as I tend to do. And then the guys wanted to fight, and then all the guys fought, and my girlfriend at the time, Alexis, grabbed me and said, just hang out here, you know, because you can't fight because you're weak. And so they all fought the battle for me. Like, if someday somebody comes forward and tells that story, and I say to him, would you just don't be a jerk? Like, what? And he goes, all right, I want $100 in RJ Bentley's gift cards because it's a great bar in College Park campus. I'd say, fine. Is that hush money? Do we have to disclose bar fights too, or is it just sex? I just want to know the rules because it sounds to me like, you know, and what if it's even not sex, which in my mind could be even worse? Like, what happens if a woman comes forward to say, I dated the guy for a year. He never even tried to make a move on me. The guy was totally in the friend zone the entire time. This man is not an alpha. And I'm like, listen, I don't want people thinking that about me, okay? You can't make people think I'm a beta. So what if I get you like a nice, you know, nice little thing, a little money, keep silent about it? I didn't even have sex with her. Do I have to disclose that to the voting public or not? Because in my mind, that's even far more damaging than the allegations against Trump. I mean, at that point, I could see MAGA turning around and going, wait a minute, you mean this guy's a beta after all? We thought we were getting a freaking alpha here. I am changing my vote. I just want to know the rules in Alvin Bragg's fantasy mind to conjure up election interference and what you have to disclose and don't have to disclose to the voters. But I know one thing, and that is that these allegations, true or false, would not have changed a single vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, honestly, if there was video of Trump having a threesome on the roof of Trump Tower with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, I don't think a single person would have changed their vote to Hillary Clinton. That's how despised that woman was. Now, if it came out in the primary, maybe, but not in the general election. And we're talking about the general election of 2016. Nobody was changing their vote to Hillary Clinton. She was a dishonest, awful, awful human being, one of the worst, most corrupt people on the planet, who's a warmonger, who's dishonest, and would have absolutely taken away our Second Amendment rights, would have appointed people on the court who would have turned this country into even more of a Marxist utopia. No, thank you. She would have done more to destroy energy jobs. She would have sold out America's interests to whoever was given the Clinton Foundation money. No, absolutely not. That's the entire case. There you go. I've broken it down for you better than any legal expert can on television. Because they don't have my warped, twisted mind. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanaRia, VanariaDental.com. And we've got a lot more to talk about. I'll give you more thoughts on why Michael Cohen is a gigantic liar, a jilted lover, and this case against Trump is over. We're coming right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Now, Donald Trump is lucky that he did not have a bunny, because Michael Cohen would have boiled it on his stovetop. Witness testifies that he thought Michael Cohen would kill himself over not getting the Trump cabinet slot. A witness in the trial of former President Donald Trump testified Thursday that he thought former Trump attorney Michael Cohen was going to kill himself over missing out on a spot in the Trump administration. Keith Davidson, former attorney for Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, testified that he received a call from Cohen while holiday shopping at a strangely decorated department store sometime in December of 2016, where Cohen aired his frustration about not having a place in Trump's cabinet. Now, Davidson agreed he had concerns for Cohen's physical safety following the call. And I thought he was going to kill himself. That's what the guy said on the stand today. Under penalty of perjury, I thought he was going to kill himself. Davidson testified that Cohen was depressed and despondent at the time. He went on to say it was a long call, and he told me he was depressed and despondent, said that I, and he used very colorful language about that stage in his life. And he said, "Can you effing believe I'm not going to Washington after everything I have done for that effing guy? I can't believe I'm not going to Washington. I've saved that guy's ass so many times, you don't even know." That's what psycho Michael Cohen said at the time. Now, why would Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal's former attorney lie about that, knowing that he could go to jail for lying? He wouldn't. He wouldn't lie about that. And I can totally see that. Because remember, Michael Cohen, before he turned, one time said, "I would take a bullet for that man." He said, "I love Donald Trump." No, he did. He really did. He said, "I love Donald Trump, and I would take a bullet for that man." I mean, like, creepy. creepy, stalkerish kind of stuff. I love that man, and I would take a bullet for him. So he had a like a weird Jim Carrey cable guy thing going on with Trump, and then Trump, smart, did not bring him to Washington, said, you stay back here, you stay back in New York, and Cohen lost it, lost his mind, couldn't handle the rejection. Now, this is somebody who's got a major personality issue. Probably a narcissistic personality disorder, perhaps a borderline personality disorder. I'm not a psychologist, but I love to read about that stuff. Cluster B personality disorders, as they're called. I'm fascinated by that stuff. I really am fascinated by it. You know, all these armchair psychologists would go on TV and say, well, Trump meets the classic definition of a narcissist. What does Cohen meet? I mean, this lunatic was going to kill himself if he didn't get a freaking job. And then he turns on Trump and then proceeds to try to destroy the guy because he didn't get what he wanted from the man that he loved and would have taken a bullet for. That's a little wacky, just saying. That's a little wacky. And he dreamed of this job. This was his dream. This was Michael Cohen's dream. To go to Washington and be in the president's cabinet or to be the White House chief of staff. Now, I know what happens when you don't get a job like that. You either get very despondent and turn on the president, or you get very despondent and turn on the president and then run for president yourself, like Chris Christie did. But in Cohen's case, he decides to then just destroy Trump from revealing everything that he knows about him. You know, Christie didn't get the job as chief of staff. He didn't get the job as attorney general. Me personally, just so you know, a little inside baseball here. Back then, I was thinking about going to Washington. I was kind of tempted. I wasn't going to be press secretary. That was the only job I wanted. And I loved what I do. I love this job. I love this show. And I love being your afternoon drive buddy. And I was back then afternoon drive. So I didn't pursue a job in the Trump administration. And it's always nice to know that if I needed one, I probably could get one. Like, that's always a nice insurance policy to have. But the only way I would have gone would have been to be press secretary. And, you know, Spicy had that locked up. And I was fine with that because otherwise I would have ended up on Dancing with the Stars, or I would have worn a bunny costume or whatever, you know, whatever he had to do, whatever that was. And, you know, and it didn't end well. And then, of course, you know, you had Scaramucci, the Mooch, come in his 11-day reign as press secretary. And that was a freaking disaster. And then he's another one, Scaramucci, who turns on Trump and then decides he's going to spend the rest of his days destroying the man. I mean, Trump must just have such a magnetic hold on these people. That when he doesn't return their calls, they just go, I won't be ignored, Donald. That famous line from Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction. I won't be ignored, Dan. I won't be ignored, Donald. I'm going to run for president against you now. I'm going to go on MSNBC and trash you now. I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to reveal all the secrets now. Who do you think you are? I'd boil your bunny, but you just don't have one because you don't like pets. So it's strange. Strange. I mean, normal people would just go, all right, well, he didn't pick me. You know, it's what are you going to do? Chris Christie always tells everybody that he was offered other jobs, which is true. He was. He was offered other jobs in the Trump cabinet. He didn't want them because he didn't think they were impressive enough. The Secretary of Labor or whatever. So he wanted the Attorney General or Chief of Staff. Same thing as Cohen. Literally the same jobs that Cohen wanted. And then when neither of them got their dream job, they went loco. They turned. And they went from Trump being their best friend in the world to being the worst person on the planet, who must be destroyed at any cost. I mean, again, think about this now. This is when I tell you about people who are nuts, like people who are crazy. And I don't know, maybe you've dated people like this in your life. Maybe you married somebody like this in your life. And I pray to God you're out of it. But there are people who are like this. And if they don't get what they want, you go from being the idol, the hero, to being the devil. It just like that. and it's ugly. And then they devote their days to just seeing you get destroyed for doing what you've done to them. There are literally clinical diagnoses for people like this. And it requires intensive psychotherapy. But the people that have these narcissistic personality disorders or borderline issues or whatever, they don't ever think the problem is them. And Cohen and Christie are two great examples of this. They don't think it's them. They think it's him. He didn't give me what I wanted. And it's not me. It's not that I don't have what it takes to do the job. It's not that I'm not the right fit for this. It's him. He doesn't understand how much I've done for him. He's not loyal. Like, Christie was all upset that he was the first major political party figure in the Republican Party to endorse Trump. Cohen said all the stuff I did for this guy. But they don't think it's them. They don't turn around and go, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just not as good as I think I am in my own mind, you know? And it's creepy, is what it is. In Cohen's case, though, the guy, in addition to wanting to destroy Donald Trump and possibly take his own life over not getting the job, then proceeded to go on a lying binge. And he's a convicted perjurer. And he lied before Congress, too. And so this is their star witness. I mean, this guy with all these emotional issues is their star witness in the case, Michael Cohen, the hero of the left. The guy who went from saying, I would take a bullet for Donald Trump, I love that man, to that man must be destroyed at any and all costs. And that's their star witness. That's the guy that they have. I don't know about you, but it seems to me his credibility might be a little questionable. And by might be, I mean it's completely and utterly shot to hell. There's no way you can take Michael Cohen seriously. You can't. A guy who loved Donald Trump that much, who was that loyal to him all those years, who's now turned on him in this manner, you're going to take that emotional roller coaster basket case? That guy's going to be your star witness? Really? Okay. Good luck with that. And then he gets Stormy Daniels' attorney on the stand, and he goes, I wouldn't categorize it as a hush money payment. Well, that's problematic, since we keep calling this a hush money case. Everybody keeps saying it's a hush money case, but the attorney who dealt with Stormy Daniels at the time said, I would not characterize it as a hush money payment. So then how are you going to call it a hush money case if it's not a hush money payment? That seems to me like false advertising. So everybody in the media, corporate media, who's been going on and on and on every day, on and on about this is a hush money case, ooh, hush money. But if they didn't categorize it at the time as a hush money payment, then how do you call it a hush money case? Just saying. Oh, but you'll like this. Good news. I've got great news to report. I'm very excited about this. Okay. Matt DeSantis, do we have drum rolls or something we can play? Or do you have a sound of a bunny being boiled to death on a stove?
That's we don't have that one, no.
Yeah, I'm looking through
here. We definitely
have
a drum roll somewhere, though.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Let me see if I can look one up. It might be quicker.
Yeah, there's a lot of pages here.
By the way, Trump tweeted out, contrary to the fake news media, I don't fall asleep during the crooked DA's witch hunt, especially not today. I simply close my beautiful blue eyes, sometimes listen intensely, and take it all in. That's what he put out on his Truth Social account. And there you go.
I've got a drum roll here.
You got a drum roll? Give me a drum roll. It's kind of a low-energy drum roll. Don't you think?
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Not that, maybe? Does that sound as dramatic as I was thinking for a drum roll?
I guess not. I think it sounds fine.
Matt's a sanctity traitorist. Do you think that sounds like a dramatic drum roll?
I have another one here. We can give this one a shot.
All right, let's try this one. It's a long drum roll.
Skip ahead a little here.
And it's a fast forward. Just hit the button there. Fast skip ahead to the...
There you go.
But there's no, like, grand boom at the end?
It seems to have just stopped.
That's even more low energy than Henry's low energy drum roll.
I thought this one was high quality. Just the
I could do a better job if I just went, like, on the desk.
That sounded terrible.
I mean, I could do a better job of that.
How about this one? Wait, this one might be better.
You got another one for me? All right, go ahead. No, the whole thing, the whole point of a drum roll is the end. It goes boom.
Evidently, the drum roll community disagrees with your assessment because everyone sounds the exact same.
Fine. Well, either way, this is more deserving of a higher energy drum roll. But nevertheless, I'm incredibly excited to announce. As you know, President Donald Trump is coming to Wildwood. Excuse me. I don't want to upset Jimmy Matthews. Future President Donald Trump is coming to Wildwood on Saturday, May 11th. And here's the thing. We are going to do a very special Zeoli Army Trump rally get-together at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood on May 11th. Oh, yeah, baby. We're going to be there all day enjoying the camaraderie on May 11th at Mulligan's Shore Bar. I mean, is that not fantastic or what?
I can't wait.
How excited is that?
That's going to be awesome.
Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood. You can be there all day with us. You can have people hold your place in line, and you can come and hang out. And I'm going to be there from 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a blast. I love Mulligan's. I'm going to advise you, it's going to get crowded. I know that for a fact. See, I told you, I'm not a rally guy. I'm not a big rally guy. I've been there. You know, when you go, it's like this. When you get invited to go to a rally, I'm not saying I ever did this because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. But let's say hypothetically, you're sitting in the 25th floor of Trump Tower, 26th floor, I guess, right? 26th, and he invites you to go to a rally in New Hampshire on his private plane, and you go and you watch it. Kind of hard to go to another rally after that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's hard. I'm not saying I did that. I'm saying if I did that, that would be hard. It's hard to top that as a rally.
That's oddly specific details once again.
Yeah. If you had to go to Teterboro Airport and go to a certain hangar to meet him to fly on the plane to go to the rally in New Hampshire and then come back. That and then you behind the stage and after that it's like a rally. You know what I mean?
I can't get over the amount of detail that you've added to this hypothetical story that definitely didn't happen.
Yeah, it's purely hypothetical. But so since I'm not a rally guy, I'm going to host a hangout party at Mulligan's. And Mulligan's is one of my absolute favorite shore bars in the entire Jersey Shore. And it's the best in Wildwood, bar none. And Jonathan, the owner, is a great friend of ours, a proud member of the Zeoli Army. The Zeoli Army flag will be flying high that day along with the Trump flag. So come out and join me. Mulligan's Shore Bar, Wildwood, Saturday, May 11th. Let's support this great local business that supports our president. Excuse me. Our future president. Details on Facebook at Mulligan's Shore Bar or our Facebook page. We'll put it up there as well. And I'm excited and I want to see you there. All right. So mark your calendar for that. And tomorrow we're going to be live in KMA at the Grand Hotel of KMA. So we got a lot to do. We got a lot to do and we got a lot to get to in a short time to get there. All right. Listen, Dr. Mike Venneri is a great guy, great friend, the master of dental implants, and he'd love to see you and give you the perfect smile that you deserve. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Venneri. And that's why he's my family's dentist. Go see him today at VANARIA, VenariaDental.com. He's the best at what he does. There's no one better. And you can trust that for decades now, people have gone to him and said the same thing. I got a tweet today, as a matter of fact, from somebody in the Zeoli Army who thanked me for sending them to Dr. Mike. I'm just going to quickly share it with you so you know that what I say is true. Well, you know, everything I say is true, obviously, but let me just pull this up here. This is the tweet, and it was from our friend on Twitter. Pixel Pusher. Hey, Rich, just finishing my first visit with Dr. Mike. I can't recommend Dr. Venaria's office enough. Friendly, courteous, and an all-around pleasant experience. Excellent. So thank you for supporting our great sponsor. And that's what I mean. With two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, Dr. Mike Venaria is there for you and your family, just like he's there for mine. So go see him today. Go to VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Dr. Mike Venaria.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So, watch party for Trump's rally at Mulligan Shore Bar on Saturday, May 11th. Going to be a blast. I'm so excited to be there, and I want to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, the former and future president spoke outside the courthouse today. I wanted to share that with you. He may speak again. Obviously, we monitor this stuff, and the court should be adjourning soon. So, if he does speak, we'll take it live for you. But this is what he said this morning. He talked about a number of different things, including the radical left morons. Cut number three.
Thank you very much. So, as you know, late last night we got back from Michigan. We went to Wisconsin and Michigan yesterday. We had tremendous rallies, sold out rallies. They were packed and the enthusiasm's never been better. So that was a great thing. And it was nice to be able to campaign one day without being in this ridiculous show trial, Biden trial, I call it. But it was quite a day yesterday, and many of you were there, and I appreciate your being there. I thought the coverage was very fair. The economy, people are asking me about the economy, it's doing terribly, and interest rates are obviously not going to be able to be reduced prior to the election because inflation is roaring back. Gasoline's way up, other things are way up, and it's roaring back like they are very surprised. I'm not surprised, but they're surprised. I guess they're surprised. That's what they say anyway. So that's on the economy. It looks pretty bleak for interest rates. And I don't think there's any way they can cut them because inflation's inflation, remember, is a country buster. When you have inflation, that breaks countries. I mean, literally breaks countries. And we can't take that chance. So we'll see what they do. But it was sort of announced yesterday they can't do much with the interest rates. They'll have to remain very high. And it's very unfortunate. We had low interest rates. They have high interest rates. That's very unfortunate. When you compare my economy to this economy, not even a contest. We had the greatest economy in history, and now we have sort of a lousy economy, but the problem with the economy is the inflation. And anything you made, you more than gave back. We call it a 50% tax. It's a Biden tax. It's called an inflationary tax. And it's about 50%, and that's what it is, whether you like it or not, and it's too bad. We're down at the trial now, getting ready to spend another day in the courthouse, which is bogus trial that every leading authority on law says is, should never have been brought, that Alvin Bragg didn't want to bring it until the election happened, and then he brought it. You just do know that this case could have been brought 8 years ago. Could have been brought 8 years ago. Instead, they wait and wait and wait. They know it's not a good case, and now it's turned out to be they've lost every, I mean, they have no case. They have no case, but we have a very conflicted judge, unfortunately, and so you never know. But other than that, there's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And they wait till I announce, and then they start their action, and then they wait till prime time, Super Tuesday. It all started Super Tuesday, the biggest day, which we won every single thing. I mean, Super Tuesday was a big day for me, but that's when it all really came into being. And who starts a case right smack in the middle of somebody's elections? It should be illegal because it's election interference. So we're going to go in right now, and I will comment just quickly on the colleges and universities. It's a shame. I'm so proud of the New York's finest. They're great. They're great people, too. I know so many of them. They're incredible. They did a job at Columbia. And likewise, in Los Angeles, they did a really good job at UCLA. It was very much embedded. And just so you understand, this is the radical left. This is a movement from the left, not from the right. The right is not your problem. Despite what law enforcement likes to say, the FBI director said that he worries about the right. Now, don't worry about the right. The right's fine. worry about the left, because this is a movement from the left. These are radical left lunatics. And they got to be stopped now, because it's going to go on, and it's going to get worse and worse. And, you know, they take over countries, okay? And we're not letting them take over the USA. We're not letting the radical left morons take over this country. You can't let that happen. And the law enforcement and the people at DOJ, instead of going after Donald Trump, they ought to look at what's happening in their own offices, because you're loaded up with radical left people that want this country to fail. And we're not going to let this country fail. Thank you very much.
All right. We got a lot more to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour. We're just getting warmed up, obviously. So stay with us. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Coming up, how come Donald Trump's in trouble, but Bill Clinton wasn't in trouble for doing what Donald Trump is alleged to have done? I'll share those thoughts with you. Plus, Joe Biden finally speaks out about the crazy protests and the violence on college campuses. All that for you straight ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.